100 word stories.
Good morning, everyone, and happy Sunday. And it's time for the weekly challenge on the 100 word stories podcast. The topic this week was actually a pick two: Street Life, Pox Behind, That Old Classic, and Standard Lamp. And we got some stories in, and they're good ones. And as we ring out September, you know, when Green Day says, "When wake me up when September ends," it's almost time to wake up. And of course, like a genius, I paid the insurance bill twice. So yeah, I got to work that out on Monday. But at least I found my car registration. It was at the tax assessor. The post office screwed up again. And, well, had a little visit and laughed and saw Matthew there and get it figured out. And all the while, I'm like, okay. It's amazing what drugs can do. Let's go ahead and listen to the stories, and I'll get back with you afterwards. How's that sound?
Good morning. This is Richard, and this is my pick two story. Word of advice: don't ever write a story with the word bewildering in it. It makes life difficult. This is called non-standard. Why do they call it a standard lamp? It's anything but. There's a bewildering variety of the damn things. Edwardian, Art Deco, modern, minimalist, futuristic, or that old classic timeless design. Do you want softwood, hardwood, metal, or something more exotic? A contemporary, stylish glass shade, or a big old-fashioned flowery one? Tungsten? LED? Halogen? Frankly, I can't cope with the choice. I'm more than happy to simply grab the first one I see and get the hell out of here. But it's the usual story. Shopping with the wife. And she wants to know which one I prefer. There you go. Until next time, goodbye.
Hello, it's Lisa from Leicester in the UK, and my story this week is called Being Neighbourly. I'd been waving at him for years. He was always in the same armchair, with a standard lamp behind it, watching TV when I walked to and from work. I could see the outline of his head, and I didn't stare in. I'd never spoken to him, so didn't know if he liked me waving. He'd waved back sometimes, though. And once you start something, it's hard to stop. It was only when the flies had covered the window that I realised there was something wrong. And for quite a while now, I'd been waving at a dead man. Thanks for listening. See you next week. Bye-bye.
Hello, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll of NorvalJoe.com, and this is my entry for the 100-word weekly challenge number 1014. It's a pick two challenge. So here's my story. When a sack was pulled from Bilbert's head, a shadow of a person loomed before him, lit from behind by a single standard lamp in the otherwise dark room. He looked around the small room and saw Sabrina beside him, gagged, blindfolded, and headphones covering her ears. "Sabrina!" Bilbert shouted. "Don't waste your breath," a familiar voice said. "She can only hear what I tell her." Bilbert peered at the shadow form. "I know you. Patrick something from school. What do you want from Sabrina and me?" Patrick laughed. "You two together are going to do me a little favor." Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Hello, night people. Tom here. And my story this evening is called... You need it? I know a guy. I love cities. And you can feel the pulse of life move in the people and cars in infinite random dance. In a great city, on one particular street, the people will lay claim, and a culture of its own will emerge. For generations, my family has been a part of Maxwell Street street life. I've heard stories of my great-grandfather sharpening knives for a nickel a blade. Since my people have climbed up the economic ladder, there are no longer Cossacks or Vollers on Maxwell Street. But life on the street goes on. Life always finds a way. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Hello, everyone. Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. Look behind the foam. There was nothing. It's there, she said. But it wasn't. And she giggled. That old classic, made you look. She giggled again, and where is it? When she started giggling, he lost it. He was standing there holding the damn phone, looking stupid, and she was making fun of him. On top of it all, the phone was yellow, the one color he couldn't stand. I need that fucking code right now. She buck-bucked and giggled some more. The next day, there was a headless chicken on her doorstep, and no one saw her ever again. And this was my story for this week. Drop by my blog at lizziegoodcough.blogspot.com. I'll talk to you next week. Stay safe. Bye-bye.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week.
Banish her, they said. Different village, same old story, that old classic, she's got the pox, reason enough to treat me like a pariah. So much for compassion and the milk of human kindness. They called a town meeting, just a formality, really. The outcome? A foregone conclusion. She has to go. And so, like every other occasion, every other village, I find myself cast out, never to set foot within its boundaries again, on pain of death. So I'm going, and you'll never see me again. And yes, I have the pox, but so do all of you. Now.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
Victor had been a renowned chemist before the war. Somehow he survived 2 years in the camps. His wife and daughters didn't. He went to the States, got married, had a son, and never talked about the numbers on his arm. He ran the paint counter at a hardware store. Every now and then a guy would paint a swastika on his door. He knew who he was because he kept track of who was buying paint. He formulated a varnish for the outside of his front door. When they mixed, they made toxic fumes that blinded the evil painter. Let's wrap this up before I give up. And that's the weekly challenge for this week. Pick two, I won't go over the things. But the next one is going to be 5 stars. Not in quality, just 5 stars is the topic. You can give this podcast 5 stars on your iTunes or whatever if you want, but that's for you to do, and it's been around 20 years. I've collected, what, 3-4 reviews? So, okay, don't give a crap. Comments, blah, 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 whatever. You don't do it, so I don't look for them. I don't even bother having them email me. I'm like, oh, wait, I'm uploading and someone left a comment. Oh, okay. I just write and read and drag and drop and done. So, one a day until the day I die.com. I'll see you in October. Thank you for listening. And as always, keep it brief.